Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 278. And we're going to start off with this update from the East Coast Haunters Convention coming to the Philadelphia area. This April, don't miss out on your chance to experience one of the premier pre-convention haunt tours of the year. Tickets are on sale now. On April 25th and 26th, the attendees of the East Coast Haunters Convention will have the opportunity to tour three amazing haunted attractions for our Thursday Haunt pre-show tour. All tickets include admission to all three haunts, including lunch, dinner, and snacks. We start with Legends of the Fog in Aberdeen, Maryland. Experience two live shows with actors, The Slaughterhouse and The Farewell Hotel, featuring a ride in their proprietary Helivator. As industry insiders, you will be granted behind-the-scenes access to their midway and backstage areas, as well as a guided daytime tour of the haunted hayride. Owners will be on site to answer questions. Second, we'll visit Laurel's House of Horror Haunted House in Laurel, Maryland. Includes a full show with actors, and owners will be on site to answer questions. And we wrap up with Markoff's Haunted Forest in Dickerson, Maryland. Includes two attractions, a full show with actors. You will get to experience over a mile-long haunted forest with 20-plus scenes. Access to their haunted western-themed ghost town, a ride to dinner, and a bonfire. Note: bus tickets are only available until March 20th at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. Get more information at eastcoasthauntersconvention.com. We have this update from Fear Expo coming to Owensboro, Kentucky, announcing our VIP dinner and show, Pleasant Nightmares Unleashed, Dark Enchantments and Illusions of Terror with illusionist Ryan Brown. On Saturday, April 12th, prepare to be transported into a world where darkness and enchantment collide in Pleasant Nightmares Unleashed, Dark Enchantments and Illusion of Terror. Dinner and a show. Join us for an unforgettable evening filled with spine-tingling thrills and mind-bending illusions crafted by the master of mystique himself, illusionist Ryan Brown. As you indulge in a delectable dinner, brace yourself for a journey into the depths of fear and fascination. Marvel at Ryan's uncanny ability to blur the lines between reality and illusion, leaving you on the edge of your seats with heart-pounding anticipation. From astonishing displays of magic to hair-raising feats of terror, each moment promises to leave you breathless and spellbound. Don't miss your chance to experience the ultimate fusion of darkness and delight at Pleasant Nightmares Unleashed. Note, this is a VIP-only event. Get more information at fearexpolive.com. We have news from Hera's Nightmares, new horror shop coming to Westminster, Maryland. Can't wait for Halloween season? Well, come get a taste of Halloween in our new horror shop. Shop for all your favorite horror goodies and oddities, as well as get a sneak peek at the quality of monsters you'll encounter this coming Halloween season. Opening March 22nd at the Town Mall of Westminster, along with the annual Peep Show, will be open Thursday and Fridays from 5 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 6 p.m., hours subject to change. Get more information at harasnightmare.com. We have an update from Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. Joining us for our fifth show is Duane Whitaker, with roles in Pulp Fiction, The Devil's Rejects, Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, Feast, and Halloween 2, Dwayne has been part of some of our favorite franchises and films. Meet Dwayne and the rest of our guests at Carolina Fear Fest 2024, May 24th through the 26th in Raleigh. Tickets, weekend passes, and VIP passes, while they last, are available at CarolinaFearFest.com. We have this from the Chambers of Hell in Hophog, New York. This Easter, we make an attempt to escape from the clutches of the Rabbit Cult, a group of sadistic lunatics hell-bent on sacrifices. Join us for an adrenaline-pumping adventure as we evade the clutches of sadistic cult members, dodging their sacrificial rituals and blood-curdling madness. Venture into the velveteen hair for an immersive experience like no other. Eerie music, candlelit ambiance, and specialty drinks await. But beware, once you step foot into the Greenwood Tunnel, there's no turning back. Deep within Greenwood lies the lair of the Rabbit Cult, a twisted, dark group devoted to sacrificing innocence to their ancient hare leader. Prepare for a journey through dark caverns, mossy terrain, and the chilling embrace of grasping vines. With multiple cast members, intense audio, disorienting lighting, and gruesome scenes, this is not for the faint-hearted. Can you survive the horrors of the Rabbit Cult? Get your tickets now and brace yourself for an Easter like no other. Get more information at chambersofhell.com. We have an update from the Cleveland Haunt Club. We are happy to announce that vendor signups are now live for our halfway to Halloween flea market happening May 25th at the Medina Community Center at the Medina Fairgrounds. The Haunted Garage Sale will be live after the flea market is sold out. Get your vendor space and more information at clevelandhauntclub.com. We have this from Arx Mortis Haunted Attraction in Killen, Alabama. On March 29th and 30th, join the party during our Scream Break Haunted House at Arx Mortis, featuring the Mortis Legion creatures packed within the underground attraction. Celebrate spring break with plenty of screams. This will be the final time to see Arx Mortis before major renovations take place for our next Halloween season. Get more information and tickets at arxmortis.com. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of writer, director, artist, and revered master of horror, Clive Barker, to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening March 22nd through the 24th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel. Clive made his directorial debut in the world of film with 1987's horror classic Hellraiser, and would also go on to direct Nightbreed and Lord of Illusions, as well as a writer and producer on many other works, including Candyman, The Midnight Meat Train, Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, and Gods and Monsters. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have an update from Paracon coming to Pennhurst Asylum in Spring City, Pennsylvania. Join us at the famous former Pennhurst State School campus for a two-day paranormal enthusiast and oddities expo featuring vendors, psychics, special guests, historical tours, and paranormal investigations. Meet in-person special guests like the Ghost Hunters, Destination Fear, Mountain Monsters, Kindred Spirits, and more. And now we have a new announcement. Tyler Mayne joins our new horror guest lineup at Paracon. Mr. Mayne, along with CJ Graham and Bob Elmore, will be attending our horror happy hour, as well as with the daytime activities at Paracon May 18th and 19th. Get more information at PennhurstAsylum.com. We have an update from FrankenCon coming to Alcoa, Tennessee. We are proud to bring back Brian Bremmer to FrankenCon 2024. Brian is a true member of the Franken family, and you may recognize him from such classics as Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 5, The Toymaker, Society, Spontaneous Combustion, and Pumpkinhead. Don't forget to stop by Brian's table and say hi. Buy your tickets to FrankenCon to get your trip there. VIP is still available, and general admission will be available at the door for a slightly higher rate, so order your tickets today. Get more information at FrankenConTN.com. www.bigscarynews.com. We have this from the second annual Preston Castle Oddity Show in Ione, California. This ain't your granny's craft fair. Come spend a day with the Menagerie Oddities Market. You won't find a show like ours anywhere else. Snag a ticket for the most interesting oddities and curiosity show in the Central Valley with a magnificent lineup of artists and performers to thrill seekers of the strange and unusual. Join our adventure. June 8th from 11 to 6 p.m. at the famously haunted Preston Castle in Ione. A short drive from the Sacramento or Modesto areas and a pleasant day trip from the Bay Area. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMenagerieAlameda. We have an update from Monsterpalooza coming to Pasadena, California. We got a ticket reminder. Discount tickets end on March 31st. This is the final discount ticket sale to be offered. After that, prices increase to regular rates. Monsterpalooza returns May 31st to June 2nd at the Pasadena Convention Center for our 15th anniversary. Meet Michael Rooker, Giancarlo Esposito, Matthew Lillard, Doug Bradley, Claire Higgins, and many, many more. Get your tickets now in advance. Get more information at monsterpalooza.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. It's an honor to announce that Roger Jackson, the iconic voice of Ghostface in the Scream film franchise, will be a special guest at Midsummer Scream, July 26th through the 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. A voice actor in film, TV, and video games, fans may also know him as the voice of Mojo Jojo in Powerpuff Girls and from his appearances on Robot Chicken. With a prolific career in the video game industry, he's appeared in over 80 properties, including The Walking Dead, a Telltale game series, Middle-earth, Shadow of Mordor as Saruman the White, roles in Final Fantasy, Star Wars, and Dishonored game franchises. Roger will be signing autographs and meeting fans all weekend long at the Tino Evil booth. Keep up with more guest announcements at midsummerscream.org. And finally, we have some sad news from the Baldwin Asylum in Rantoul, Illinois. Baldwin Asylum Haunted Attraction is for sale. Text MARK at 217-390-4543 for details. While we're grieving about not being open to entertain our fans this year, we're so excited to be offering the Baldwin Asylum Haunted Attraction in Rantoul, Illinois, publicly listing for sale. The entire business and all contents, including but not limited to a 10,000 square foot floor plan, walls, props, animatronics, all complete sets, full building facades, costuming and makeup, silicone masks, foam latex appliances, electrical and wiring, sound systems, lighting, MP3s with soundtracks, tools, fog machines and juice, with our website, a merch trailer, and so much more, are included in the listing. This will not be a peace-out opportunity, nor will this go to auction at this time, as Baldwin will be sold as an entire entity. Once again, we would like to thank all of our fans, especially the 10-year diehard folks that have supported us all these years. Thank you for your undying support and for your sharing our love of this amazing industry at a place that will forever be dear to our hearts. If you're interested, please contact owner Marcus Dams via text at 217-390-4543 for serious inquiries. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority.
They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld in St. Louis, Missouri. We have finally made it to the big dance, so to speak. Lots and lots of cool people out here. They've opened the doors just about 30 minutes ago to everybody, and just thousands and thousands of people are literally swarming in the doors. And you know, we like to start at the top, so we're going to start with the very top, the president of the Haunted Attraction Association, Mr. Spencer Terry from the Fear Factory SLC out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Spencer, man, always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. You've only been open, the VIPs for a couple hours, but how is the HAA booth shaping up? What are people coming by and asking and saying and questioning?
Yeah, it's a great show. We're kicking it off already. Everything looks good. The HAA booth is amazing. We have really a great just outpouring from vendors this year. Lots of really cool products, lots of new products. I think that's something that we've been talking about.
Several things.
How are we, like, we need more new, right? And we're seeing it on the floor. It's pretty awesome. Donations, a lot of our vendors, they really are showing up at this point to say, how do we support the association? How do we support members? That's been great. We broke a record last year of our auction. We think we're going to break it again this year. And that idea, of course, is just going to, we're going to keep bringing back members, member benefits. It's exciting.
So, you know, for people who aren't a member of the Haunted Attraction Association, whether you're a big guy in the industry or a little guy in the industry or a medium guy, what are some of the benefits of becoming a member? I know we've talked about this on the show many times, but, you know, people tune into this show, they miss that one. So why should I become a member of the HAA, which, by the way, I am, but why should somebody be a member?
Yes, you are. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be part of a network. You want to be part of something bigger. And I think those are important. But at the end of the day, we all want to make money. And I think by knowing more people and knowing more resources and having access to those resources to be able to really better your game and to get to the same point as somebody else faster is always fun. There's a lot of new things that we're rolling out. We just rolled out our three-year strategic plan. That's going to happen now, 2024 to 2027. The board has been working night and day on that. We've added a bunch of new things, new benefits, even a new tier specifically for home haunters and charity haunts. That was something that members specifically had asked for. Almost 70% wanted to see that. So we've added that as well. And I think there's just more ways of how we can support operators, how we can support vendors, how we can support individuals that are just, they're fans and they just want to be part of the industry, and everyone in between.
Now, you know, here at Transworld, you're going to have the state of the industry report. A lot of people had great years last year. A lot of people had a lot of rain and mediocre years at best. Some people had some down years. Was there a general trend on what was the state of the industry in the 2023 season? And can we see any possible trends in 2024? It is an election year. They tend to be a little bit down because a lot of people tend to hold on to their money, barring the outcome. What's going on in the industry as kind of a whole?
Yeah, we're seeing all the metrics starting to line up. Last year, industry-wide, I would give you an idea, probably about 4% down across the board. That said, those are also based on inflated numbers because post-COVID, everyone had extra money in their bank account. So 2021, 2022, 2023, everyone was spending their money. And now we're seeing things balancing out almost to 2018, 2019 numbers. Okay. So even though it's down, technically it's up from looking at consumer spending. I think for the future, one of the things that we're looking at is obviously it is an election year. We're also seeing this economy and what's happening there, knowing that people are a little bit afraid of how they're spending their money and they're being really careful about what they're spending it on. So a lot of times folks may have gone to 200 or 300 houses in a market. They might be going to one or two now. We're seeing that happen, and I think that that's just going to be part of the game. I think it'll be par for course for at least the next year. But I'm no doubt about it. We'll be back at it full speed in no time.
Oh, absolutely. The Oscars are also this weekend. Any teasers you can give us? Any special surprises? Any, you know, anything crazy?
There are. I can tease. Let's tease our Lifetime Achievement Award.
And we also know this is also going to air like 2 weeks after Transworld, so everybody will know by then.
That's true. You're right. So we have a lot of really great folks in the industry. All our Oscars awards are really cool because they are nominated, they are voted, and then they're vetted by members. So that's cool. The board used to choose them years ago. We've actually opened that up now to where people nominate other locations. They nominate each other. And that's been really cool to see. And so this year, as people are getting those awards, it's great. We've got folks that are, you know, small home haunts that are just starting off. We have a home haunt specifically that does a lot of... They raise a bunch of money for cancer. You also have bigger attractions that have been around for a long time, like Fright Kingdom. Fright Kingdom's going to be getting an award. Ben Armstrong from Netherworld. Ben's going to be getting Lifetime Achievement Award because, as we all know, if there's anyone who has paved the road for us all to go 90 miles an hour on, it's Ben. So we're really proud of what we're able to do and how we get to award the folks that are doing great things in the industry, and we continue doing that.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that the Big Scary Show does have a large part in the In Memoriam segment. You know, we get a call every year. Who do you have that has passed away in this industry that we may not have? And, you know, the industry lost Pandora Rose a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, other people, the Let's Scare Cancer booth is new this year and hopefully will become a major charity in this event.
Absolutely, yeah. I think as haunters, we have good hearts. And I think people are willing to, you know, put their money where they think is most important. Obviously, yes, Pandora, I think, made a big impact on a lot of us over decades. And I hope that, you know, the Haunted Attraction Association is doing what we can to help support the Let's Scare Cancer group. Because I think just like, you know, Haunters Against Hate, for example, like I think there's really great organizations doing great work within our industry. And however we can help support them, we certainly will.
We have Don't Be a Bully behind us and others. So, you know, great charities from people who literally are trying to kill you with chainsaws during the year. During October, but the rest of the year, we're helping the kids, we're helping the sick, we're helping, you know, those who need it. You know, haunters are just a great bunch of group. Let's admit it out there.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, historically, a lot of our haunts started as charity haunts. Like that, we got spooky for a cause, and I think that's the gold about how do we keep remembering that, and we, as long as we keep going back to that, how do we take care of people? How do we take care of our staff? How do we take care of our industry? That's really what we do.
Absolutely. And Spencer, any final words as to why you should be a member, what's going on in the industry, anything else? You know, you're going to be with us for at least another year, and then you've got some great people coming in behind you. Tell us a little bit about some final things that we need to know.
Yeah, let's tease. So we just launched this 3-year strategic plan. There is so much content there. Watch the video. I think it's like 45 minutes.
But on your website.
It's on our website. It's on social media. There is the Haunted Attraction Association. The last 3 years really turned our ship in the direction and the speed, and we're about to do that again. So we're really focusing on how do we support small and mid-tier attractions? How do we support individuals that are starting to come into the industry? That's important. There's a lot of resources that we're putting towards that. And then from our member benefits side, there's a lot of new member benefits. So a couple of them I want to point out really quick. So new members or existing members, but before you had, if you were a small attraction, a large attraction, if you were a vendor, if now we have a multi-attraction as well. We have a home haunt and a charity attraction. But each of those levels also get extra people as well. So for example, so the Big Scary Show is a vendor member. So not only do you get your membership, but you also get extra people on top of that. Large attractions get up to 10 additional staff. And we're doing that because we know that the operators are busy enough that they can't always get the resources that we're putting out to their staff. But now their staff gets those emails and they're able to do it. We also have videos we just launched. So we have our, we already have our safety, or excuse me, our sexual harassment training video. And we'll also, we just launched our youth protection video. So that's already out there, which is really great. And of course, for vendors, we launched a really cool new, we have a vendor site, and that's going to get some really cool additions on our website, as well as our new vendor advisory board, which of course is in addition to our crisis board and our legal advisory board and the many other ways of how we can get benefits to members.
Always sounds good. It's always worth looking into the Haunted Attraction Association. For people who don't know how to do it, how can people get more information? I know there's websites, there's plenty of social media out there. How can people find out more?
Pretty easy. HauntedAttractionAssociation.com or HauntedAttractionAssociation@gmail.com. Same with Facebook and Twitter.
Always a pleasure to speak to you, Spencer. I know it's 2 weeks after Transworld. By the time this airs, I'm already in chai withdrawal, I am sure, because I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Saturday night, a couple days away, I'm sure it's just going to be chai-tastic.
You know, one of the things I... Thank you. At the end of the day, like, chai is meant to be shared. It was medicine before it was a drink. And the idea behind it, though, is you share it with the people that you care about. And what better place than to bring that here? And that's what we do. And it's just a great way for us all to connect. There's a couple of other folks that bring other things to put in your chai. And we just try and network, and we have a great time, and we support each other, and we hopefully get to connect some dots. And while we're all close together on the floor, it helps us be able to just connect dots faster and further and help our industry grow stronger. So that's what we do.
Other things, quote unquote. I like that. We're not going to mention that because there are kids under 21 listening. But once again, Spencer Terry, president of the Haunted Attraction Association, out here chatting about why you should be a member and why we're out here at Transworld talking to all the haunters out here, because that's what we do here at the Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger in St. Louis for Transworld 2024. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.